Sarasota County Commissioners debated for close to 2 hours today, but failed to come to a complete agreement on a new ordinance on giving preferences for contracts to local businesses. Currently, if an outside company submits a low bid on a contract and a local company's bid is within 10%, the local company may match the low bid and win the contract. Jennifer Sluzars is the procurement manager for the county. She said Sarasota lists 100 possible points in grading a proposal.
But we are proposing to give the full 10 points if a proposer is located in the local area and is not using any subs, so they're doing all of the work themselves. 10 points if they are local and 100% of their subconsultants are local. 5 points if the proposer is local and just one or more subs but less than 100% are local. 2 points if the proposer is local, but none of the subs are, and no points if the proposer is not a local business at all.
Earlier this year, the board voted to define local to be within 4 counties, Sarasota, Manatee, DeSoto, and Charlotte. Commissioner Joe Barbetta suggested that more points should be allocated for businesses who have been active in the community longer.
It just seems like you're giving a 20-year guy who's had a firm here established for 20 years and a 6-month guy the same number of points. For being local. And the 20-year guy could have 50 employees and been contributing to the community all this time, and the other guy moved in 6 months and a day ago with one employee, and he gets 10 points also. So
the commissioner, Nora Patterson, didn't favor that provision.
When the economy picks up, that's just a terrible message. I want a good construction company to come and base here. I want those offices, and I don't want to tell them you're worth less than somebody who's been here for a while.
The board decided that provisions should be separated between construction projects and services and other goods and services. But they quarreled over other issues. At several points, Commission Chair John Thaxton voiced his frustration.
We're trying to define local business in a one-size-fits-all, and that, for me, means it doesn't really fit anything well. And that's what's kind of, because if we do local business where you have to have at least 3 employees and then apply it across the board.
No, I never said
I know you didn't, but that's what she's saying is going to be the ultimate use of it. So what I'm thinking is if we can have a term for local business that just applies to this area and then another one that applies to the other one.
The board agreed to give a local preference for a company that has a minimum of 50% of their employees located in one of the 4 counties classified as local, but they then fell into a long debate about the total number of employees at such a company. They ultimately decided that at least 1 full-time employee should be located locally. The board also changed their reciprocity provision. Procurement Manager Jennifer Sluzars.
If another county, if Charlotte County, Manatee, or DeSoto County deems one of their businesses to be local, meeting their local requirements, then we'll consider them local here. It sounds like what you would like to change that to is instead of having the reciprocal agreement, to actually change our definition to state that a local business is one from any of those counties and get rid of the reciprocal language.
Commissioner Joe Barbetta said the board need to come up with something dramatic to help boost local companies.
We're dying here. Our school enrollment's down. We're losing our young families. Whether it's the professional services or the construction services, we're losing our young families. We need to have something, and we're just looking at a little extra effort here to help our local business. We're not shutting other people out. We're just giving points to the local contractors in a 4-county area that have established offices here and have a minimum number percentage of employees that live in the area.